The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you thought the death of Prince Philip might have put a halt to the growing rift between Prince Harry and the royal family, well, it hasn't. And the rift seems to be wider than ever following an interview Harry did with the actor Dax Shepherd for his Armchair Expert podcast on mental health, which was released on Thursday. In the course of that interview, Harry described his life in the royal family as a mixture between The Truman Show and being in a zoo. He felt he had endured a form of pain or suffering because of his father's experiences growing up, and that he said he didn't want to pass on this intergenerational pain onto his own children. So I think it's been seen as a criticism not only of Charles, but of the Queen herself and how she brought up Charles. Here's a short clip from the podcast.
I don't think we should be pointing the finger or blaming anybody, but certainly when it comes to parenting, if I've experienced some form of pain or suffering because of the pain or suffering that perhaps my father or my parents had suffered, I'm going to make sure that I break that cycle so that I don't pass it on, basically. I never saw it, I never knew about it, and then suddenly I started to piece it all together and go, okay, so this is where he went to school. This is what happened. I know this bit about his life. I also know that's connected to his parents.
Yeah.
So that means that he's treating me the way that he was treated.
Exactly.
Which means, how can I change that for my own kids? And well, here I am. I've now moved my whole family to the US. Well, that wasn't the plan. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But sometimes you've got to make decisions and put your family first and put your mental health first. It's the job, right? Grin and bear it, get on with it. What was it, in my early 20s, I was a case of like, I don't want this job.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. Look what it did to my mum. How am I ever going to, you know, settle down and have a wife and a family when I know that it's going to happen again?
All right, Jenny Bond, Royal Correspondent, is on the line now. Jenny, good afternoon.
Hi there.
The last time we spoke, it looked like it was all going so well at the funeral of Prince Philip. There seemed to have been a kind of a rapprochement between the two boys, but clearly not.
No, that's right. I mean, after the funeral, it really did look as if they were having quite a relaxed, friendly, even affectionate conversation. We hoped that the bridges were being mended. But as you say, this was full of vitriol, really. It was a very strange forum to be for Harry to be on, really, because if you listen to the whole podcast, it's really quite undignified.
It really is, isn't it?
It really is. It's absolutely shot through with dreadful expletives. I mean, you know, I curse and swear sometimes, but this is on another scale. Not from Harry, but from the host. So it was very odd, first of all. And he says we mustn't apportion blame or point the finger, as you've just heard in that clip, and then he does exactly that. You wonder if Harry is hearing himself, what he's saying. It certainly doesn't display the empathy and the compassion which he and his wife Meghan are always talking about.
Mm. Is there a sense, has he gone too far this time? The royal family seem to be very genuinely hurt by this. And now I see today that the men in grey suits or whoever are briefing out that that Harry and Meghan's titles should be stripped from them.
Well, yeah, that is reported in today's papers. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, put yourselves in the royal family's position. I wouldn't be at all surprised if conversations like that are not being held. Look, if Harry says that royal life is so dreadful that he's seen, in his words, I've seen behind the curtain, I've seen the business model, I know how this operation runs and works, and I do not want to be part of this. Well, that's absolutely fine, Harry. Nobody minds. We know you've had a tough upbringing. You're in America. You're with the woman you love. You've got your family. But if you don't want to be part of royal life, then don't call yourself royal and don't trade on your titles, which they are doing. I mean, people in Hollywood are widely quoted as saying, you know, their great cachet, their great wealth and value is because of their royal titles. Otherwise, they'd just be other A-list celebrities enjoying a millionaire lifestyle.
Are you surprised that Harry keeps talking so publicly about all this? Because, like, yes, it's the firm, but it is his family he's basically talking about. And what's he act like?
I'm surprised he is doing this so publicly, but the reason is quite clear. It's a commercial interest. He is promoting his TV series that he's made with Oprah Winfrey about mental health, which starts airing next week, I believe. And so this was a promotional run he's on. That's why he did it. Whether he then gets drawn into saying more than he first intended. I mean, in the early part of that podcast, he says, I didn't know this was an interview.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he naive or is he?
He seems a bit easily led, does he?
Well, I think he probably is. And I also, I'm afraid to say, think he's now talking psychobabble, what I call psychobabble anyway, in which everyone else is blamed for everything.
Yeah.
And your past is all constantly brought up. And this genetic pain, this cycle of genetic pain, it sounds like psychobabble to me. And you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I think, what? Jenny, that it's like somebody who did half the amount of therapy he needed, because presumably he did the first half where they opened up all the wounds. But I think a good therapist would have then given him some closure about it and moved him on. But he seems to have come out from whatever. I know he's done the work, as he says. He's come out from that process with the raw wounds all over him that he's showing off to everyone.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, I'm really glad that this troubled youngish man, he's not so young anymore, is now happy and relaxed, as he says. I can now, my shoulders have dropped, I can walk around, I can take my kid out on my bicycle. That's great. I'm really, really pleased for him. But does he have to keep stabbing his family and his grandmother in the back about the way they were brought up? And things
because the Queen did have a soft spot for Harry always, didn't she? And through all the troubles in the last while, she was kind not quite an ally to him, but she was probably ready to forgive more than some of the others, was she?
I think so. I mean, I think she regards herself as his surrogate mother, if you like. She's had to take the place of the mother that Harry lost, and I think she's genuinely been in all of this. She's held out a hand of friendship, of love, always said, Meghan and Harry are very much loved members of my family. She's done what she can, and now to be implicitly told that the way she brought up her son has been responsible for some of Harry's own woes is pretty hard when you buried your husband, you know, a month ago.
Does he have a point, though, that there is a cycle of intergenerational pain here? Because, like, if you strip away the royal bit of it, are we dealing with a very dysfunctional family here where people's emotional needs are not met?
It is a dysfunctional family, that's absolutely true. But things do change and evolve. I mean, if you think the Queen, it's Harry who talks about Charles's schooling, and perhaps that was part of Charles's pain. But you think the Queen did not go to school. She was educated by governesses, but she sent her son, Charles, to school. It was the wrong school. It was Gordonstoun in Scotland. He hated it. So what did he do? He did not send his sons there in the traditional way. He sent his sons, William and Harry, to Eton. William, in turn, is bringing up his children very happily in a much more informal, hands-on way. So I can't see there is this cycle, actually. I think things do evolve and change.
Yeah, but I think we probably should be cognizant as well that a load of people can be brought up in the same family but all have very different experiences of the family. So, you know, clearly William got out of it a bit more unscathed than Harry did. Do you think, Jenny, that this can be mended now, or has this gone beyond the point of no return now?
I think, in the old adage, time is a great healer, and hopefully it will quieten down again. But I think it's going to take a very long time, is the short answer to that question, a very long time, which is terribly sad, I think. And I think it's sad for Archie and the little sister he'll soon have to be brought up with none of his family, apart from his maternal grandmother, Doria Ragland, around. No cousins, no aunts, no uncles, because Meghan is estranged from the entire rest of her family, and now Harry is estranged from his as well.
Yeah, but then look, Harry has clearly, and Meghan have made a calculation here, that the baggage that comes with being involved with the royal family, they didn't want their kids to grow up with that baggage.
Absolutely. But then they bleated so loudly in the Oprah interview about the fact that Archie wasn't going to have a title, which they didn't want, apparently. But then that didn't seem to be right either. You do wonder what more the royal family could do to placate them.
Okay, well, look, Jenny Bond, thank you very much. I have a feeling this is going to run and run, Jenny, so we'll probably be talking to you again soon about the latest twists and turns. Thank you. There's a lot of you are very enlivened by this conversation. One texter says, maybe living in the royal family is like living with one's family in lockdown forever. That is an awful thought, isn't it? Another texter says, Brendan, a 94-year-old woman can't let go. A 72-year-old man is in waiting, used to talk to plants. William is locked into succession, probably just to England and Antrim, and Harry's lost the plot. OK, we'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.